If You Don't Want Me to Destroy You by Super Furry Animals, the single from their debut album that came out on the 20th of May 1996, which means we are now 30 years since that incredible debut album came out. Hello and good evening, folks. You're tuned into CFRC 11.9 FM, CFRC.ca. My name is Rue. I'm your host tonight and always on the Yellow Brick Road, CFRC's British and Irish music show, and I am back. I am so back. Super Furry Animals to kick off the show, not for multiple reasons really tonight. One being that I got to see the band live last week on Friday and Saturday at the Brixton Academy in London, where I was there for the reunion. The band coming back for the first time in 10 years, and what an experience it's been. I'm glad to be back. I'm back in Canada after my little trip to London and Cardiff, where I saw Super Furry Animals a couple of times and also discovered a few bands on late evenings out in Cardiff, in London. I was at the iconic Windmill in Brixton. And now I'm back and I'm going to bring you lots of the really cool bands that I've discovered. You'll be hearing them tonight and over the next few weeks. We've got a lot of great stuff coming for you on the show tonight, folks. Of course, new music, as always, as we always like to do, the best in new releases. Last Friday, 2 days ago, was one of the pretty big release dates, the 29th of May. Lots of albums have come out, and I'll be helping you get through them as we go on tonight and through the weeks. We also got a pretty cool guest joining us on the show tonight after 9 o'clock. The American band Wunderbar, who spoke to my friend Fig a couple of weeks ago when they were on tour in Toronto. But I thought we'd start off with a little bit of Super Furry Animals, of course, because of the 30-year anniversary and because I've now seen them perform this song live, which is something I would never have thought I'd be able to say even a few months ago. And I'm hoping that I'll be able to see them again, you know. I'm hoping that a North American tour is in our future, but Also, Super Furry Animals recently released an HD restoration of this very psychedelic music video for If You Don't Want Me to Destroy You. And you know how you get used to seeing some videos in potato pixel quality, basically? And then it's just a bit jarring to be able to actually see everything. It's almost like the band's in front of you, and it feels like you shouldn't be able to see some of those things. You know, you can see the creases in the white doctor's suit. You can see Griff Rhys's eyes behind those giant red goggles that he's wearing in the music video. Anyway, I am very glad the Super Furry Animals are back. It's a great song, If You Don't Want Me to Destroy You, and it's just like a classic case of really good songwriting. But if there's anything about the band that you want to go check out, you know, maybe see if they're playing anywhere around you, or just get into the music, if you're looking for any of their merch, any of that stuff, you can head over to superfurry.com. But we're going to jump from one case of Beatles-inspired songwriting to the OGs. Of course, we're going to move on and play some music from Paul McCartney's new album. The Boys of Dungeon Lane, Paul's nostalgic album, came out on Friday amidst, like I said, a slew of other really cool releases. But as we've talked about this album before, Paul's gone back to his early days. He's looking back on growing up in Liverpool, the early days of the Beatles, all of that. I heard the song Come Inside, which is a very rock and roll song, on Friday when I was hanging out in Cops Records, and that's the day that the album came out, so it was my first time hearing it. Why was I at Cops Records, you ask? Well, firstly, why would I not be at Cops Records on New Music Friday? But secondly, we had taken over the Cops basement down on Queen Street West in Toronto to do a quick interview with a few bands that were playing right across the street at the Rivoli, including Kingston's hometown heroes, Casador, who will be playing at Road Trip Festival and all of that, and you'll hear about that interview soon. But as I was standing in there, I heard Come Inside on the speakers, and I love that Paul McCartney hasn't slowed down at all. He's still rocking and rolling. You know, when you listen to a lot of artists his age, a lot of them have kind of slowed down, making a lot more quieter folk music, stuff like that. But then when I went and actually listened to the rest of the album, you open with songs like As You Lie There, which is this wonderfully psychedelic yell of rock and roll. You know, it's a kind of shouty song. It's very Queen-inspired in some ways, to my ear anyway. And I have to sit and think when I hear that, Paul has still got it. It's a rock and roll album. But, you know, the way that he transitions so smoothly from grandiose rock and roll to these delightfully intimate moments of just classic acoustic songwriting, it certainly should clear any doubt in anybody's mind that Paul has got the range, and that he brought that range to the Beatles. You know, you see little bits of where he comes in on his own, and where things start to sound a bit like the work that he's done with the Beatles and all of that. There are songs like The Days We Left Behind, which was the lead single from the album, which we heard right at the very beginning a few months ago. Very nostalgic, reminisce on Paul's childhood days. The early days with his family in Liverpool, you know, he's talking about the smoky bars, cheap guitars, learning to become musicians with his best friends down on Fortland Road and all that. It's not an album that's lost in the mist of times, despite all of this, though, because Paul is surprisingly clear-eyed about his nostalgia, even on songs like The Days We Left Behind, you know, where he's talking about the early days. He still sings, "Nothing stays the same, no one needs to cry for the days we left behind." So this one's an album where some songs will have you reaching for the rewind button, you know, to listen to something again and just uncover those layers of meaning. And then there are other songs which are just good rock and roll and layered psychedelic soft rock tunes led by acoustic guitars and Paul's signature pianos, and they would absolutely have you enjoying an evening of just putting them on in the background even. All this said, I think there's one moment on the album that will definitely grab people's attention because it is a collaboration between Paul and Ringo. Despite everything I said about nostalgia and all of that, you know, this is the closest we'll get to a Beatles reunion in 2026. The song is called Home to Us, and it's a romanticization of the Liverpool days. It's complete with harmonies and melodies, which are not exactly Beatlesy, but they are quite evocative of a certain power pop of the 70s. And that's the song I'm going to play for us because, of course, right? You can listen to the full album and make up your own mind. It's called The Boys of Dungeon Lane. You can find the album and everything else at paulmccartney.com. And then, folks, I'm going to play some new music from Chloe Keisha. Now, I've been catching up on new releases over the last couple of days since I got back home, including some music that you might not hear on this show because it doesn't really fit the theme or it's not necessarily UK and Ireland related, with the exceptions that we already continue to make from time to time. But I'm seeing a trend in pop music at the moment that everybody's been having a chill one right now. So I just heard the new song, it's called The Cure, from Olivia Rodrigo. And then I heard the surprising new direction, and once again we say surprising, new direction of the Charlie XCX song that's just come out called SS26, like Spring Summer 26. And we'll come back to that song another time maybe, but even with these songs, and now with Chloe Keisha's new songs, you know, it's a very chill, mellow song. Now, Chloe Keisha is usually an artist that's upping the pop stakes. She's very self-assured. It's very party pop bangers music. And occasionally it'll reveal a dark musical streak underneath. This song, which is called Surprise Surprise, is a surprisingly more vulnerable and a slower ballad. If you don't know her, she's an indie pop musician who originally started making music in her native Malaysia, and she's now heavily involved in the London music scene. She is definitely going to blow up anytime soon. She was recently signed by Warner Records, and her music is really cool. I've really enjoyed it. She played at the Garrison in Toronto recently, and I think that's the smallest anyone is ever going to see her, because I'm quite sure the next time she comes back, she's going to be a lot bigger and playing much bigger venues. Anyway, she's got a song, like I said, called Surprise Surprise. She says it's about wanting to be the 3 minutes of affirmation you'd recite to yourself to get yourself out of a toxic relationship, but instead she catches your self-sabotage in real time and it's the soundtrack of your life as you run back to them. She also says, generally I love a sad, happy song, but this one's just sad. It's definitely a different side to me that I thought was important to share. I love to capture the rawest moments of a feeling in my songs, even if it's an ugly one. So we're going to be listening to that. You can find her work at Chloe, Q-I-S-H-A, ChloeKeisha.com. Let's start off with Paul McCartney. This is Home to Us, featuring Ringo Starr, here on CFRC Radio.
That was my hometown, and it was home. myself and it's silly of me. Got me so worked up, I'm here grinding my teeth. Still saved as hottie number three. What did you do to me? My lips are chapped from kissing your ass. Look at me, all tucked in with your big red flags. You said I quote, I'm not really a boyfriend guy. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to The Yellow Brick Road on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. We started off the show, the last set with a bit of Paul McCartney's Home to Us from his new album, Boys of Dungeon Lane. A little bit of nostalgia, a little bit of modernism also, as well as his big collaboration with Ringo Starr, of course. We're going to have some more cool music coming up on the show. Some smaller artists, some emerging artists. There's a really cool band from Ireland called Some Images of Paradise. And I've had trouble working out how to describe this band because there's a side of them that's really like intimate and kind of mass rocky and just like, you know, indie rock but heard from the next room kind of thing. And then there's other parts of it that sounds almost like complex emo music in terms of like the guitars and everything, but the band say they're not emo, they're just a very cathartic experience. But anyway, they've put out an album called I Expect the Same of You. It's a really good album. I'm gonna play us one song and I want you to all to go and listen to a different song of theirs on your own. So I'm gonna play us a song called Reach Heaven by Violence. What an album title, firstly. But I'm playing that song, it's one side of the band really, and then there's another side of the band that comes through on a song of theirs I really, really like called Wool Gathering, but that's like an 8 minute long song and I cannot play that on radio for you, but you should go check it out. It's the more quieter, you know, almost like purposely detuned side of things. And it's just a really good album. It's an experience to listen to, so I do recommend you go and do that. They seem to be a really interesting band. I've also got some new music from Mary in the Junkyard. They have their debut album, Role Model Hermit, that's coming out on the 3rd of July. We saw them a little while ago. They were opening for Wet Like when they played at History in Toronto, and I almost found them more fascinating than Wet Like. And, you know, I really, really like Wet Like. So just a really interesting band, you know, the kind of music, the worlds that they build. It's almost like horror story indie. It's a little bit creepy. It's It's kind of dream pop, but in a very externalized way. And I think you should all go check it out. You can find them at maryinthejunkyard.bandcamp.com. I'm going to play us a new single called New Muscles. I should also say, some images of Paradise are also on Bandcamp. You can find them by the same name, .bandcamp.com. And then Florentines, a Manchester-based teenage indie rock band, have a new EP that's just come out called Breaking News. It's got great energy, rock and roll solos and swagger, as well as great sing-along lyrics, so you should check out the whole EP. I'm going to play us a song called A Step in the Right Direction. You can find them on their website, spell their name, FlorentenesDot com. Florentines, let's get started off. This is Some Images of Paradise. The song is Reach Heaven by Violence on C4C Radio.
Thank you. sucks all over my back. Getting up and getting out, working hard and working on myself. New muscles all over my back, new muscles all over my back.
Yeah.
step in the right direction by Florentines. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. On the last set, we heard some music by the Irish band Some Images of Paradise, some new music from Mary and the Junkyard, who have an album coming out. I actually believe they're also coming back to Toronto at some point, so they're going to be playing a show in Canada soon. We're going to move on to playing some new music from a band called Theatre. Now, they are one of the most hotly tipped new bands around, sort of your favourite artist's favourite Irish artist in a way, alongside the band Bleach 93, who we'll talk about another time, who seem to be another really hotly tipped Irish new band. But Theatre have been impressing audiences locally in Dublin. A lot of Irish bands that I've spoken to as well have recommended that I keep an eye out for Theatre. And a few weeks ago, they released their debut single, and those of us who haven't got the chance to see them live also got a chance to experience their immersive Altrock sound. They've got a new single out now called You Are, and I'm going to be playing that for us. The song is going to be on their upcoming debut EP called Incarnate, that's coming out on the 12th of June. And then some more Irish music. I'm going to play us a band called Pure Pleasure. Now, when I was in London, I went down to the Windmill. Not because I knew many of the bands on the bill, except for Sterling Press, who are a really cool band from London. But there was a sort of showcase of artists who had played New Colossus Festival. And you might remember we talked to the band Mad Iris about playing New Colossus Fest. It happens in New York City. It's been going on for something like 8 years now, and the organizer, Steve, happened to be in London for his birthday, and he invited a few bands that he'd befriended when they'd been playing the festival over the last few years, and he just said, you know, come on, we'll kind of like have a little birthday bash, and they said, hang on, Steve, let us put on a show for you. So every band that was on this Windmill lineup was a band that had played the New Colossus Fest in the past. By the way, Mad Iris, who played it this year, they've just released their debut album on Friday. So if you liked what you heard during our live session, but you want to hear it sounding a little bit better, you know, since I was kind of pulling a bit of EQ magic on a down mix of their live set when you'd heard it, you should go and check out their actual album now that it's out. But coming back to the Windmill, one of the bands that everyone was talking about at the Windmill was a band called Pure Pleasure. They had just traveled down from Ireland for this show, and they had a live reputation that was being talked about. And also, there were a lot of them. You know, they were almost a collective rather than a band at this point. There were 9 people crammed on this tiny stage. 2 singers, guitars, keys, drums, I think there was a saxophone as well. The second singer was almost in the crowd more often than on stage with his mic. We went through all the motions. I didn't know where to look at times. I didn't know what I was seeing, but I know that I was into it. It was chaotic, you know, a kind of madness. They have a sort of darker musical chaos going on at times, but also this constant sense of humor. And you will be struck by their reckless abandon live as well. And that comes through really well on their music. They've got a new single called Drunk Driving, and the main refrain of this song is, I'm alive in spite of all the drunk driving. They've also played New Colossus Fest in New York City in the past, so hopefully sometime in the future Canada will be on the cards. But in the meanwhile, you enjoy the new single. You can find them at purepleasure.bandcamp.com. And then London artist Aluia has just announced her debut album, Zero. It's coming out on the 26th of June. She says Zero is the beginning, middle, and the end. Zero is infinity's twin. She has been blending Ethiopian and Egyptian music that she grew up listening to around the house, including artists like Teddy Afro, and then also other music that she picked up through her older brother, Altrock influences like Smashing Pumpkins, Pixies, Sonic Youth. All of this put together has led to her debut album, Zero. And she even got to collaborate with her hero, Teddy Afro, on her latest single from the album called Maktoub. It's a dancehall-inspired track. It's occasionally reminded me of old-school MIA in some ways. And Aluia says of this one, sometimes songs take time to reveal themselves, but Maktoub felt immediate and effortless from day one. You can find her on her Bandcamp page, A-L-E-W-Y-A, aluia.bandcamp.com. Let's start off with Theatre. This is their new song, You Are, on CFRC Radio.
Hold her hand. was worldwide, babe. Think I'm on the lettuce, but the patty stay cake. Touching your spank till they yank your chain. Things get hotter when your soul ride waves. I got the letter from the government city. They thought the cheddar could have shut up me. I'm from the land of Ethiopia, yeah. It's in my blood, the blood to resist any cave. Why? Pass through a nebula, foresight see. Mama prayed on Maka, take me from red cities. Don't get no better that I feel this deep. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Is he sing a song with me? Stand up in the essence of the Almighty. Do you see why they can't correct my speech? Never, ever, ever, that's a dead man deep. Whoa.
Aloya, welcome back to the Yellowbird Road, folks. We just heard some new music from Aloya, a song called Maktoub. This is going to be on her debut album, Zero, that's coming out very shortly. It's coming out end of June. We also heard some music from the Irish artist Theatre and Peer Pleasure, who you have absolutely got to go check out. They are a lot smaller, but my God, what a chaotic band. I saw them at the Windmill. Folks, I've been talking about new music, about live music in particular. Like I said, I was over in the UK over the last couple of weeks. I was in Cardiff and London to see the Super Furry Animals. You would have heard from Jazz, Nathan and I last week when we were in Cardiff. I wasn't really on air the week after that. But, you know, I never really felt like I was out of the radio game because I was out and about. I did a couple of things for BBC Radio while I was in Cardiff. I filmed some stuff for S4C, which I think half of you have seen at this point already. So it didn't really feel like I was away or out of the radio and music game. And, you know, music, of course, this trip was sort of based around seeing Super Furry Animals. But unlike some artists that I could mention that had complete nostalgia reunion tours, Super Furry Animals are really into cool and happening bands right now. So they had really incredible artists like Get Down Services, Melon Melon, Honey Glaze, The Buck Club opening for them on this tour. They were all so, so good. And, you know, we saw Melon Melon supporting them in Cardiff, a fellow Welsh band. They also, like, make really cool layered instrument, like, pop, alternative pop, harmony-led music, also sing in Welsh. And we told you about them last week, as well as Get Down Services, who have sort of been every Six Music DJ's favorite new band, because they have this indomitable sense of irreverence about them that just slowly convinces you that they are one of the greatest new bands you'll have ever seen. It's just a duo of them up on stage with their mics and their guitars. Right, they don't have like live drums or live bass or anything like that, but you will feel like you're part of this incredible punk show. And they were talking in an interview with The Enemy recently. They said that a lot of people assume that there are sort of five layers of irony and post-irony and post-post-irony because they get their shirts off live and, you know, they're just ordinary guys. They're not particularly chiseled, you know, or what you would call like, you know, stage-ready bodies. They're just normal folks and they play sweaty punk rock gigs and they have fun. And people assume that there must be a sort of post-punk statement to it because they're so irreverent otherwise, you know. But they're just having fun. It's just fundamentally fun music. Some of you lucky bugs, I must say, saw them in Toronto a month ago because they played on, I think, the 13th of April. They were playing the same night as Art Brut, so I couldn't go. But I hope they come back to Canada sometime soon. In the meanwhile, I have a new single of theirs called I Can't Die Like That, which I'm going to be playing for you right now. It's from their debut album that's coming out soon. It's called Massive Champion, 14th August. You can find them at getdownservices.bandcamp.com. Another really fun band that opened for the Super Furries that I was talking about were the Bug Club. They opened for the band on the second and final show of this sort of first leg of the reunion that they played that finished in London. They're a Welsh duo, they perform live as a trio, but they're also a really fun band. We've played them on the show before, so some of you know. And they're also really, really prolific. I think this is going to be their fourth or fifth album in the space of how many years it's been since 2021. They've just released their new album on Friday called Every Single Muscle. Unlike Get Down Services, who I missed, you actually can see them live. They're playing in Toronto on the 18th of June at the Garrison. You can find them at thebugclub.bandcamp.com. In other live shows news, by the way, I know I said this a couple of weeks ago when we were on air, but I've been out and about a little, so I haven't really closed this one yet. It's still going on. We are giving away tickets to see Rustam Batmanglij, formerly of Vampire Weekend, great producer, collaborator with a lot of really cool artists as well. He's going to be at the Opera House in Toronto. He's touring with his first new solo album in a little while now. It's called American Stories. If you want to get involved, if you want to win two tickets to go see him live in Toronto, all you have to do is email the show, send an email to our address, which is yellowbritroad@gmail.com. That's Brit, B-R-I-T. Or you can find us on Instagram. The handle is yellowbritroad. And send us a DM on Instagram if you use it. But other live show news. Some of you might know, after Black Midi split, obviously Jordi Greep went solo and he's been putting out his own solo music. But Cameron Picton, the bassist and guitarist in the band, has also launched a solo career of his own. You may have seen his new band. It's called My New Band Believe. They released their own after a couple of singles that they put out over the last year. They finally put out their own debut self-titled solo album that came out in April. And it's got some really classic Beatles-inspired songwriting. I'm going to play us the first song from the album that I think shows this really well. It's called Target Practice. It seems to be quite a dark song lyrically, so I wonder what it's all about. But if you're into it, he's going to be playing at the Monarch Tavern with his band on June the 5th. That's next Friday, so you can go check it out. Or you can find the album at mynewbandbelieve.bandcamp.com. Let's start off first with a new cut from the Bug Club's new album. It's called Make It Count. This is The Bug Club on CFRC Radio.
The two of us have never even hugged. I wouldn't have a clue what to do with your body.
The two of us have never even hugged. I wouldn't have a clue what to do with your body.
Won't you tell me what to do? Tell me when to listen. Tell me when to make it count.
if I feel it with snacks. I'm watching froggies in the water, but my hands are big guns. I like the big ones, line them up to see their froggy guts.
You give me too much
share with you, and only when you're dying will I ever know. If you see me walking by, just know I haven't time. Don't you ever dare ask me why. You need not worry, no, you need not fret, but I'll never let your family forget. When you see me walking by, just look into my eyes. I'm about to send you away. You deserve this, don't cry. You deserve this, don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry. My mother couldn't cry when you took her brother's life. She sighed and swayed out the pain. You will know the reason why by the story of our lives. And you're the one. You took till there was nothing left to take. Our dreams, our hopes, our names. If we see you on a spike with holes for your